Well, Roger Clemens picked up a win with some help from his defense. The 7-time Cy Young Award winner has been acquitted on all charges that he obstructed and lied to Congress when he denied using performance-enhancing drugs. The decision came after the defense attacked the credibility and integrity of Brian McNamee, the government's key witness, and the only person to claim firsthand knowledge of Clemens using steroids and HGH. To the diamond last night in the Bronx, CC Sabathia fanned 10 while tossing a complete Game 7 hitter, pitching the Yankees to their 10th straight win, 6-2 over Atlanta. It's the Yankees' longest winning streak since May 2005. Meanwhile, across town in Queens, R.A. Dickey followed up his complete Game 1 hitter with an encore performance. Dickey became the first pitcher in nearly 24 years to toss consecutive one-hit gems, fanning 13 in the Mets' 5-0 whitewashing of Baltimore. Dickey also earned his league-leading 11th win of the season. Elsewhere, Aaron Hill hit for the cycle in Arizona's 7-1 rout of Seattle. San Francisco downed the Angels 5-3. Cleveland outlasted Cincinnati 10-9. The Cubs blasted the White Sox 12-3. Texas topped San Diego 2-1. Milwaukee held off Toronto 7-6. And Houston dumped Kansas City 9-7. At the College World Series, Kent State upset Florida, knocking out the top-seed Gators with a 5-4 win. Arkansas also beat South Carolina yesterday 2-1. In NFL news, Commissioner Roger Goodell has heard appeals from the 4 players he suspended in the Saints bounty case. Goodell met with Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, defensive end Will Smith, Packers defensive end Anthony Hargrove, and Browns linebacker Scott Fujita. Vilma says he doesn't know how he can get a fair process when the commissioner is the judge, jury, and executioner. Tonight, the Heat and Thunder tangle in Game 4 of the NBA Finals in Miami. For the Thunder, who trail 2-1, tonight's contest is a must-win. No team in NBA history has recovered from a 3-1 series deficit in the finals to win the NBA title. And in other NBA news, the Charlotte Bobcats have hired St. John's assistant coach Mike Dunlap as their new head coach. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.